Nolte, Knoll Freak Show, No Consensus Criteria for Assigning Sex at Birth. By John Nolte on March 31, 2021. Why is America pointing and laughing at the far-left cable channel CNN? Because Knoll is America's joke, a punchline. A way to get a laugh and an eye roll from friends and strangers alike. When Knoll is not championing hate and violence against President Donald Trump and his supporters or lobbying to have black neighborhoods burned down, Knoll is getting caught lying, getting caught spreading fake news, and getting caught publishing anti-science lies like this one. To stop the cancerous spread of the corporate media's fake news, I do not link fake news. Emphasis added. South Dakota's Republican Governor Kristi Noem's conservative critics, including the editors of the National Review, accused her veto of being motivated by fear of expensive lawsuits and potential boycotts. Though the two executive orders signed by Noem do not explicitly mention transgender athletes, they reference the supposed harms of the participation of males in women's athletics, an echo of the transphobic claim, cited in other similar legislative initiatives, that transgender women are not women. The orders also reference biological sex, a disputed term that refers to the sex as listed on students' original birth certificates. It's not possible to know a person's gender identity at birth, and there is no consensus criteria for assigning sex at birth. Ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha. Knoll doesn't think it's possible to know a baby's gender identity. Knoll says there's no consensus for assigning sex at birth. Ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha. Either there's a stem on the apple or there's not, folks. Knoll also believed biological sex is a disputed term. Ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha. And this is why CNN is known worldwide as Knoll. No one believes this nonsense. No one. The first thing. The very first thing that happens at birth is the identifying the baby's gender. Is it a boy or girl? Congratulations, you have a son. Congratulations, you have a daughter. And yet these lunatics at Knoll, who also don't believe this crap, are ensuring they remain a national joke and punchline with the anti-science claim biological sex is a disputed claim and it's impossible to know a baby's sex at birth because the penis or lack thereof is so darn confusing. Why do people subject themselves to this garbage? Why would anyone watch or read Knoll, a lunatic propaganda outlet devoted to gaslighting, deceiving, and lying to you? And when Knoll is not lying to you, Knoll is desperately hoping to encourage the burning and looting of predominantly black neighborhoods. And when Knoll is not encouraging the burning and looting of predominantly black neighborhoods, Knoll is aggressively lobbying to get former President Trump and his supporters killed. Knoll chief Jeff Zucker has utterly and forever destroyed the Knoll brand, and I have enjoyed every single minute of it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.